بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. Oh Allah, bless Muhammad and his progeny. Oh Allah, I beseech you, by your mercy which encompasses everything, and by your power by which you overcome everything, and which submits to it everything, and humble before it is everything. And by your might by which you conquer everything, and by your majesty against which nothing can stand, and by your greatness which prevails over everything, and by your authority which is exercised over everything, and by your own self that shall endure forever after everything has vanished, and by your names which manifest your power over everything, and by your knowledge which pervades everything, and by the light of your face which illuminates everything. O he who is light, O he most holy, O he who is light, O he most holy, O first of the foremost, O last existence after the last. O Allah, forgive me my such sins which tear away my safeguards. O Allah, forgive me my such sins as would bring down calamity. O Allah, forgive me my sins that would change your favor. O Allah, forgive me my sins that would hinder my supplications. O Allah, forgive me my sins which descend misfortunes. O Allah, forgive my sins that suppress hope. O Allah, forgive every sin that I have committed, and every error that I have earned. O Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you, and grant thankfulness towards you, and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. O Allah, I ask you, begging submissively, humbly, and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. O Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme, and who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad? O Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased, and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished, and my misdeeds have become firm, and remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds, and the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence. O Allah, I beg you by your greatness to be compassionate to me in all circumstances, and be gracious to me in all affairs. My God, my nourisher, have I anyone except you from whom I can seek the removal of my afflictions and understanding of my problems? My God, my Master, you decreed a law for me, but instead I obeyed my own low desires, and I did not guard myself against the allurements of my enemy. He deceived me with vain hopes, whereby I was led astray, and fate helped him in that respect. So I transgressed some of the limits set for me by you, and I disobeyed some of your commandments. You therefore have a just case against me in all those matters, and I have no plea against your judgment which you passed against me. I have therefore become liable to your judgment and afflictions. But now I have turned to you, my Lord, after being guilty of omissions and transgressions against my soul. apologetically, repentantly, brokenheartedly, begging earnestly for forgiveness, yieldingly confessing as I can find no escape from that which was done by me, and having no refuge to which I could turn except seeking your acceptance of my excuse and admitting me into the realm of your encompassing mercy. Oh Allah, accept my apology and have pity on my intense sufferings and set me free from my heavy fetters. My nourisher, have mercy on the weakness of my body, the delicacy of my skin and the brittleness of my bones. O He who originated my creation and accorded me my individuality and ensured my upbringing and welfare and provided my sustenance, I beg you to restore your favors and blessings upon me as you did in the beginning of my life. Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity, and despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, and my conscience has acknowledged your love, and despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity? No, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported, or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection, or to scare away one who you have given shelter, or to abandon in affliction one you have maintained and to who you have been merciful. I wish I had known, O my Master, my God and my Lord, will you inflict fire upon faces which have submissively bowed in your prostration to your greatness, or upon the tongues which have sincerely confirmed your unity and have always expressed gratitude to you, or upon hearts which have acknowledged your divinity with conviction, or upon the minds which accumulated so much knowledge of you until they became submissive to you, or upon the limbs which strove to the places appointed for your worship, to adore you willingly and seek your forgiveness submissively. Such harshness is not expected from you, as it is far from your grace. O generous one, O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient. How then can I bear the retributions and the punishments of the hereafter, which are enormous and of intensive sufferings, of prolonged period and perpetual duration, and which shall never be alleviated for those who deserve the same, as those retributions will be the result of your wrath and your punishment, which neither the heavens nor the earth can withstand and bear? My Lord, how can I, a weak, insignificant, humble, poor and destitute creature of yours, be able to bear them? Oh my God, my Lord, my King and Master, Which of the matters shall I complain to you? And for which of them shall I wail and weep? Shall I wail for the pains of the punishment and its intensity? Or for the length of my suffering and its duration? Therefore, my Lord, if you will subject me to the penalties of hell in the company of your enemies, and cast me with those who earned your punishments, and tear me apart from your friends and those who are near to you, then my God, my Lord, and my Master, though I may patiently bear your punishments, how can I calmly accept being kept away from you? Though I may patiently endure the scorching fire of your hell, how can I resign myself to the denial of your pity and clemency? How can I remain in the fire while I have hopes of your forgiveness? Oh, my Lord, I swear by your honor that if you will grant me speech in hell, I shall amongst its inmates cry out bewailingly unto you, like the cry of those who have faith in your kindness and compassion. And I shall mourn for you the lamentation of those who are bereaved, and I shall keep on calling unto you. Where are you, O friend of the believer? O last hope and resort of those who acknowledge you and have faith in your clemency and kindness. O you who are the helper of those seeking help, O you who is dear to the hearts of those who truly believe in you, and O he who is the Lord of the universe. My Lord, glory and praise be to you. Would you disregard the voice of a Muslim slave imprisoned in hell for his disobedience and imprisoned within its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds, crying out to you the cries of one who has faith in your mercy, and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity, and seeking to approach you by means of your epithet, the Creator, the Nourisher, the Accomplisher, and the Protector of all existence, my Lord? Then how could he remain in torment when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion, and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames char him when you hear his voice and see his plight? And how can he withstand its roaring flames when you know his frailty? And how can he be tossed about between his layers when you are aware of his sincerity? And how can the guards of hell threaten him when he calls out to you, my Lord? And how would you abandon him therein when he has faith in your grace to set him free? Alas, that is not the concept of you, nor has your grace such a reputation, nor does it resemble that which you have awarded by your kindness and generosity. To those who believe in your unity, I definitely conclude that had you not ordained punishment for those who disbelieved in you, and had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, You would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it. But sanctified be your name. You have sworn to fill hell with the disbelievers from amongst the jinns and mankind together, and to place forever your enemies therein. And you, exalted be your praises, have made manifest out of your generosity and kindness that a believer is not like he who is a non-believer. My Lord, my Master, I therefore implore you by the power which you determine, and by the decree which you have finalized and ordained where you have prevailed. You have imposed it to bestow upon me this night and this very hour the forgiveness for all the transgressions that I have been guilty of, for all the sins that I have committed, for all the ugly acts that I have kept secret, and for all the evils done by me, secretly or openly, in concealment or outwardly, and for every evil action that you have ordered the two noble scribes to confirm, who you have appointed to record all my actions and to be witnesses over me, along with the limbs of my body, whilst you watch over me besides them, and was witness to those acts concealed from them, which you in your mercy have kept secret, and through your kindness unexposed. And I pray to you to make my share plentiful in all good that you bestow, in all the favors that you grant, and in all the virtues that you allow to be known everywhere, and in all the sustenance and livelihood that you expand, and in respect of all the sins that you forgive and the wrongs that you conceal. O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, O my God, my Lord, my King, O Master of my freedom, O you who holds my destiny and who is aware of my suffering and poverty. O he who knows my destitution and starvation. O my Lord, O Lord, O Lord, I beseech you by your glory and honor, by your supremely high attributes, and by your names, to cause me to utilize my time day and night in your remembrance by engaging myself in serving you, and to let my deeds be acceptable to you, so much so that all my actions and offerings may be transformed into one continuous and sustained effort, and my life may take the form of constant and perpetual service to you. O my Master, O you upon whom I rely, O you unto whom I express my distress, O my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, strengthen my limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you and urge eagerly to be near you and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you. O Allah, whosoever intended evil against me, let ill befall on him and frustrate him who plots against me, and assign for me a place in your presence with the best of your servants and nearest abode to you. For surely that position cannot be attained except through your grace. And treat me benevolently, and through your greatness extend your munificence towards me, and through your mercy protect me and cause my tongue to accentuate your remembrance, and my heart filled with your love, and be gracious to me by your gracious response, and cause my evils to appear fewer, and forgive me my errors. For verily, you have ordained for your servants your worship and bidden them to supplicate unto you and have assured them of your response. So my Lord, I look earnestly towards you and towards you, my Lord, I have stretched forth my hands, therefore, by your honor, respond to my prayers and let me attain my wishes. And by your bounty, frustrate not my hopes and protect me from the evils of my enemies, from among the jinns and mankind. O he who is readily pleased, forgive one who owes nothing but supplications to you. You do what you will. O he whose name is the remedy and whose remembrance is a sure cure for all ailments and obedience to whom makes one self-sufficient. Have mercy on one whose only asset is hope and whose only armor is weeping. O he who perfected all bounties and who wards off all misfortune. O light who illuminates those who are in darkness. O omniscient who knows without learning, bless Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad, and do unto me in accordance with that which befits you.